USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A Republican will represent North Texas in the U.S. House of Representatives. Susan Wright, the widow of the late U.S. Representative Ron Wright, and Jake Elzey are headed for a runoff. Wright tallied 19% of the vote and her opponent 14%, Democrat Janilyn Sanchez conceding the race today. Republicans and Democrats have still yet to come to a compromise on the infrastructure deal. Both parties have taken umbrage with several Biden infrastructure plan proposals, including reversing corporate taxes from 21% back to 28% as it was before the Republican-backed tax cuts in 2017. A vessel overturned off the coast of San Diego this morning, killing two people and injuring nearly two dozen. A handful of people are said to have some more serious injuries. San Diego Fire receiving reports of a vessel overturning in Point Loma. The fire department saying 22 people were on board that vessel. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
U.S. Army General Scott Miller warns Afghanistan that it would be a mistake for insurgents to attack troops that are still present in the country after the passing of a May 1st deadline. The deal between former President Donald Trump's administration and the Taliban was struck last February. President Joe Biden announced last month that after reviewing the situation, forces would stay in the country and start withdrawing by September 11th. USA Radio's Wendy King takes a look back at when it all began.
It's been 10 years since the leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. In Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Research shows young children are not only at low risk for developing COVID-19, but also don't play a significant role in the spread. Colorado's governor says kids should be back in the classroom because the data supports it.
There are new pushes to get high schoolers vaccinated against COVID-19 now that shots are available to everyone 16 and older across the country. That comes as school districts return to full-time in-class instruction and some deal with outbreaks. Colorado is one of those states seeing a rise in cases among younger people, but Governor Jared Polis says that kids belong back in the classroom. He tells CNN that the data they have shows that schools have a generally lower infection rate.
The data that we have continues to show that schools are a relatively safe place in that they're controlled, there's mask wearing. It's not that there's zero transmission in schools, of course there is, but the transmission at schools seems to be a function of the general community transmission rate. So when it's high in a community, it's also high in the schools. When it's low in a community, it's lower in the schools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Officials are investigating why a deck collapsed at a restaurant on the waterfront in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where a birthday party was being held on Saturday afternoon. 11 people were injured and 2 are said to be in critical condition. A group was posing for a picture when the deck gave way under the weight of more than 40 people, according to Hamilton County officials. WTVC television reports the partiers fell about 2 stories to the ground near a lake. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.